Back to the KODY phone lines now as we have Sean Jacobs, the warning coordinating meteorologist for the National Weather Service office in North Platte, joining us. Sean, how are you today?
You know, I'm doing excellent. How you doing?
Well, a little chilly. It's a nice, cool start to the workday after some windy temperatures we had last week for much of the area.
Just nicely done from my point of view, Sean. Way to go.
Nice. Excellent. I appreciate that. It was chilly. You know, this was my first time this fall that I actually put on a heavier coat. And, you know, so, yeah, I think temperatures generally ranged here in the area this morning down from the lower 20s to mid-20s. Some of the coolest temperatures were just south of town, again, with lows around 21 degrees. Officially here at the airport, and I have to double check, we could have eked out another degree lower, but I think we were around 23 or 24. But I would have to double check that. But yeah, very, very cold.
Yeah, I think the online it says it's 25 right now, so that probably sounds about right from before the sun was rising to the point it is now.
Yes, and you know, if you like the cooler starts to the morning, you're really going to enjoy tomorrow morning and Wednesday morning. And you know, for those of you that have gardens like me that are just trying to eke out that last little bit, the season, you'll definitely want to cover up some plants the next couple of nights, because again, we'll see similar temperatures. Tomorrow morning, lows in the lower 20s. By Wednesday morning, lows in the mid 20s. And then we start to warm up, to end out the work week, and temperatures are going to be really, really nice. My kind of weather to end out the work week.
Now, Sean, I think that we've had some updates from the National Weather Service Office North Platte Facebook page recently on drought conditions. Can you give us the latest with that, please?
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, we haven't seen much moisture, and you know, I know everybody knows that. I was just looking seasonal totals, and we are heading into our drier time of the year, but this is where we really want to see a lot of good precipitation, normal precipitation amounts, because that helps recharge the ground going into the winter season. And we've been down, I know we're still around 7 inches below normal on the year here in North Platte precipitation wise. And even seasonally, we've been down, we're about an inch below normal here in October already, and nearly a couple inches really since September. So the drought continues to intensify, and that's, of course, not good news. We're seeing extreme to exceptional drought across southwest Nebraska. In fact, if you just look over the last 10, 15 years, we're starting to see some of the driest conditions we've seen over that time period, which is significant for those that were around back in 2012. That was certainly a significant drought for this mm-hmm. area, and we're rivaling that. So, it's unfortunate, and the forecast as it sits right now, I'm looking at precipitation chances over the next 7 days, and there are none, unfortunately, mostly sunny skies and just seasonal temperatures.
Okay. And other forecast predictions for this week, Sean, are we going to experience the cooler temperatures like we've had today, or what's the thought for the remaining part of the middle part of October?
Yeah, so, we are looking at, highs generally today and tomorrow a little below normal, highs generally in the mid-50s here in North Platte area. Then we start to rebound and warm back up. Well, we'll see highs back in the lower to mid, maybe even possibly upper 70s to round out the work week. And if you like, those warmer temperatures, you're going to love the weekend, especially Saturday. So we're looking at highs, in the upper 70s to near 80 for Saturday. So it's going to be a great day, to go out and get done. If you need to get any of the yard work finished up like I do, or some of the things, you need to do around the house to get ready. In terms of, the round out the month, we're generally going to be above normal to round out temperatures, to round out the month with below normal temperatures. So, I don't see any help with the, unfortunately, with the drought going forward.
And, Sean, I think you mentioned it a couple of weeks ago, but getting less and less daylight throughout the day, it's starting to get darker earlier and earlier. And folks have probably noticed that as much as the past week or so.
Oh, most definitely. In fact, you know, we're losing about 3 minutes of daylight a day here in North Platte. So, you know, you take that over a month period over the next month, we're going to see at least an hour, closer maybe to an hour and a half of less daylight, you know, by the time we're talking a month from now. So, yeah, certainly a change is in the air, and the seasons are changing. There's been some amazing color that I've seen on the trees. Just looking outside my office here, beautiful reds and yellows on the trees. So I love this time of year, but definitely change is coming.
Anything else you'd like to add this morning, Sean?
You know, I was outside last night and looking up at the sky, and I saw a meteor, you know, flash across the sky, and
cool.
Got me curious. And is it the Leonids or the Geminids? Leonids, I believe it is. Peak this weekend, or excuse me, it's the Orionids. I get them. Obviously, I'm a meteorologist, but I study the weather. I don't study meteors. But the Orionids peak this weekend, Friday and Saturday nights, and the moon around her is only going to be about 20%. So it should be a really nice time to go out, take the family out, or just go out to a dark location, and you'll see some nice meteors, you know, streaking across
cool.
the sky. I think the forecast this year, it's not going to be as active as it has been in years past. Some years you see 50 to 60 meteors streaking across the sky. I think the forecast or what the space folks are saying are, you know, in that 10 to 20 range. What I can tell you and what I should focus on is the weather. And the weather, you know, Friday night and Saturday night is going to be quite pleasant for this time of year to be out. Temperatures generally in the 40s and 50s, you know, up until about midnight with mostly clear skies. So it might be a good time to go out and see, you know, some amazing light show.
That's awesome. And clear skies for it, too, is what you're really hitting on, it sounds like, Sean.
That's what we're hoping on, and, you know, hopefully things don't change, but, you know, I don't see much with, you know, with the clouds right now with the forecast. So, yeah, I know my daughter is planning on going out with her Girl Scout troop, and,
oh, cool.
You know, I'll venture out as well for sure. So.
That's awesome. Sean, as always, we appreciate the time, appreciate all the great work that you and your colleagues do with the National Weather Service Office in North Platte.
Hey, thank you very much. We appreciate it.
Look forward to talking to you again next week, Sean.
Sounds good. Take care.